Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Tuesday, April 25. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, Police Welfare Association rejected government's second proposal in their latest salary negotiation talks. CDB to release two major studies on the region's economic growth agenda at its Board of Governors meeting. And Ivanka Trump attends G20 Women Berlin Summit, her first international trip during Trump's presidency. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash.
Enjoy employee pricing only at Courts. A massive 20% discount valid for a limited time. Tuesday, April 25th to Thursday, April 27th. Offer applies to cash and credit purchases. So don't miss out on this amazing deal. Yes, 20% off cash and credit purchases. Plus, pay nothing for 60 days. Why wait? Shop at Courts today. Terms and conditions apply. See in-store for details. Courts. Bringing value home.
You don't have money, but you want to score.
You can't wait till month end to draw.
You have a little money, but you want more.
You need a loan, what you waiting for?
But I need to buy a weed for my head.
I use the money there to buy some bread.
I don't want food, I want the money instead.
Looks like you want to run me dread.
Faster, smarter, and better.
Go buy Fast Cash and get a loan.
Your man don't give you money, not to sweat now.
Fast Cash right there to help you.
Visit our Rosa or Portsmouth locations or contact us at 448-3278.
Go by Fast Cash. In an interview with a member of the Associated Press, Kalal John Baptist, chairman of the Police Welfare Association, Jefferson Drygo, announced that the association's membership unanimously rejected the Dominica government's second salary increase offer in their negotiations for the 2015 to 2018 triennium. Government's second proposal offered 0% for the first year, 50% of 1 month's salary in the second year, and a 3% increase in the third year. Drygo says this offer is ridiculous. However, based on the discussions at that meeting, he expects better offers from the government at their next meeting, scheduled to be held on May 9, 2017.
Well, we had a meeting of our membership today to discuss government's last offer to the Police Welfare Association. We told them that government's offer was absolutely ridiculous, absolutely unacceptable. To offer us zero in the first year, a one-time payment of 50% of our salary and 3% in the final year. It's absolutely ridiculous. So we met with the membership today and the membership rejected that offer unanimously. We are not going to stand by why police officers work extremely hard. And the fact is, the year that we work the hardest, the Erica year, the government is asking us to forgo the first year and concentrate on the third years. This, of course, again, we rejected unanimously at the meeting. And I can tell you the meeting was well attended and police officers are motivated. But I can tell you that we are meeting with the negotiating team again on the 19th of May. And based on what transpired at the negotiations on the 13th, we are looking forward to better days and improved. We are looking at improved offers from government.
Executive member of the Dominica Freedom Party, Dr. Sam Christian, is advising all opposition parties and citizens to consider approaching stakeholders to create an effective association which can engage, negotiate, and recommend policies to the government on behalf of the citizenry. This is patterned after an initiative taken by the Jamaican citizens and stakeholders who collaborated for the sake of protecting the country's democracy from any government which may assume power. Dr. Christian believes such collaboration will ensure the protection of the democratic principles in society and is encouraging Dominican political parties, citizens, and stakeholders to model after this initiative in Jamaica. Former Prime Minister of Dominica, Edison James, has commented on the latest statements made by Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett with respect to yet another proposal for the construction of an international airport in Dominica. The Prime Minister was speaking at a press conference held at the State House in Roseau on April 24.
I will have the occasion to report to the country more extensively on the matter relating to the international airport. But suffice it to say, last year we engaged a firm to do a feasibility study of the possibility of an international airport for Dominica and to advise us on the best suited site. So all of the sites that we've been speaking about historically, except the one in Porgoglu in Portsmouth, we gave consideration to those sites. I can say to you that what the experts are saying, they did not give much attention to this site, but the actually the best site that they identified was in the vicinity of Ross University on this length of road in Portsmouth. But you understand the associated issues with that. But they have found a site in the north, closer to Woodford Hill, closer to where the museum shows are identified, not the precise location, but certainly in that locality. And they have advised us, and we did a number of studies quietly, Those of you who may have seen a small, I should say it's a small little plane, at how small it was, at Melville Lawn. That was used to do some certain studies and so forth. So a lot of work was done in the last 6 months, quietly. So they came back and reported to us on the 20th of April with this one site, which we believe would minimize on dislocation, minimize on cotton field that would have to take place. And we will be looking at a runway of 2,500 meters in length and associated accompaniment.
He further stated,
The projected cost of it, everything included, except for land acquisition, a complete terminal and all the necessary components of an airport, would be in the region of about $220 million. That's the cost and so forth. That's the cost for the airport that's been proposed. We have given, and I'm hoping that we will take a decision this week, the go-ahead to do the additional studies. So commissioning of an environmental impact assessment, more soil studies to better inform us of the type of soil that we're dealing with on that particular site. Once we get back the EIA and we get back this further studies of the soil, then the intention is to move to the design phase so that we can come back to the country in a much more comprehensive consultation like this, including one in the Woodford area, to present this proposal to the people of the country, to our citizens, and to get your views, your suggestions on the international airport and how do you believe we will go about constructing this airport. My personal view has always been, and that of the party which I have the honor to lead, is that the international airport is important for a number of reasons. We don't have to debate it here without our time.
However, James says as long as Mr. Skerrett is a prime minister, the Labour Party will not be able to build an international airport in Dominica, as the only site confirmed for such infrastructure was identified under the UWP administration. James added that because of that fact, Mr. Skerrett will not utilize that site, as his party would be indirectly acknowledging the UWP whenever there is any talk about that international airport.
Mr. Skerrett is the prime minister of this country. Dominica will not have an international airport because, Matt, the only site, suitable site, taking into consideration all the features and all the aspects of this airport that has been identified, is the site which was identified during the time that the United Workers Party was in office. And the reason I didn't say it was the site identified by the United Workers Party, because it was a site that was identified by the experts who had been engaged to do the work, who reviewed the possible other sites that had been spoken about and concluded that the site up in the London area was the only site suitable to fit all aspects of the airport as had been conceived. That is what it is. So Mr. Skerrett cannot build an international airport because he does not want to go and use that site, because he's too small and petty-minded to go on that site, because it will always be said that that was the site I associated with the United Workers Party. So let me put that on the record.
Police have denied a UWP request to hold a rally later today, purportedly in the interest of public safety. According to Police Superintendent Richmond Valentine, the UWP has been asked to consider an alternative location to host their meeting.
The United Workers Party, through its public relations officer, Mr. Nicholas George, requested permission from the Chief of Police, Mr. Daniel Cameron, to hold a march through the streets of Roseau on Tuesday, April 25th, 2017, from 1 p.m., followed by a meeting on the upper section of Kennedy Avenue from 4:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. In accordance with Section 5.2 of the Public Order Act, the Chief of Police has not granted permission to hold a march in the interest of national security and for public safety reasons. Additionally, the leadership of the United Workers' Party has been advised to seek an alternate venue for the meeting.
Valentine went on to say the Minister of Justice and National Security, Raymond Blackmore, issued a warning saying that anyone found hosting or participating in any such meeting will be liable to pay a fine or face 6 months imprisonment.
SRNO number 5 of 2017, made by the Minister of Justice, Immigration and National Security, under Section 7 of the Public Order Act, Chapter 1501, states as follows. The holding of any public meeting is prohibited on Tuesday, the 25th day of April, 2017, in the following parts of Roseau. 1. The section of Kennedy Avenue from Independence Street West to Bath Road East. 2. The section of Bath Road from the intersection of Kennedy Avenue to intersection of Hillsborough Street. 3. The section of Hillsborough Street from the intersection of Bath Road East to the intersection of Independence Street West. Any person holding or taking part in any public meeting contrary to this order commits an offense. Any person guilty of an offense against the Public Order Act is liable on summary conviction to a fine of $10,000 or imprisonment for 6 months.
Meanwhile, PRO of the United Workers' Party, Nicholas George, has responded to police denial of the party's request to hold a public meeting in Roseau today. Speaking on Q95's Hot Seat this morning, George said the reason for this denial is that the UWP has made a legitimate call for the Prime Minister's resignation. He says some view the issues in Dominica as a political feud. However, these actions by government are an attack on the constitutional rights and principles on which the country was built.
One of the main reasons for these actions by the government is because the United Workers Party has made a legitimate call for the resignation of Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett and his cabinet because of the deceit they have practiced on the people of Dominica, because of the political intrigue that they have placed Dominica in, because the threat not only to Dominica's security and regional security, but to world security. These matters are being trivialized in certain quarters. It is being treated as if, well, it is a political defense of a manifesto in an election. That is not what it is. It is an attack on a value system that we held dear, the system that Yves Leblanc represented when he led Dominica. This man is credited for ensuring that discrimination, victimization, and nepotism was out of our system. It has gotten back in our system in a frightful way.
And Dominican historian Dr. Lennox Honeychurch is calling for a change of mindset as it relates to employment opportunities on island. Dr. Honeychurch have a historical perspective on development in Dominica and the strategies used by past administrations at a national consultation on Monday. He said too often individuals were of the view that wages can only be earned from a job which has been given to them. Dr. Lennox Honeychurch said that in reality, self-employment and entrepreneurship is the best way to go.
One of the problems we've had historically is the presence of the plantation, and then in the 20th century, the concept of investment by invitation has led us to believe that we will earn wages from a job. People will descend, whether they're a plantation, whether they're a factory shed, and employ people. I think we have to put ourselves in a totally new mindset, and already it's being worked on by the CBI. The reality is entrepreneurship and self-employment. No longer are people going to descend on Dominica, maybe a hotel here and there, but no longer are people going to descend on Dominica or any of our other islands and open huge, long, massive sheds of people that are going to go every morning and earn employment. We have to be realistic about this.
Dr. Honeychurch stated that more programs have to be developed to enable self-employment in Dominica.
And therefore, we have to develop programs for self-employment, entrepreneurship. And we already see it happening. And I want to point out to one of the most fantastic self-entrepreneurship organizations in Dominica, and that is PAYS, P-A-Y-S, in Portsmouth. This was a situation where in the 1980s, we had a terrible situation on our hands as far as tourism was concerned in Portsmouth. There were murders, there was attacks on yachts and other things like that. A new generation of young people in Portsmouth realized the opportunities that were available to them and themselves built up an industry. Now, this season we had during the months of March over 100 yachts were in Portsmouth on some days, all because of the fact that the message has got out there in the yachting fraternity across the Caribbean that Portsmouth is safe, and that there is this organization there that will assist both in security, in supply, and everybody is benefiting. And this is what we have to prove and show. So it's this new mindset that we have to come in. Everybody's saying, well, we don't have jobs. Why you don't give us jobs? We have to, because of the reality of the situation, we have to do a business about entrepreneurship, self-employment, and seeking out those opportunities where they are.
In other news this afternoon, the Caribbean Development Bank, CDB, will release two major studies to support the region's economic growth agenda at the 47th annual meeting of its Board of Governors. The flagship event will be held in the Turks and Caicos Islands from May 24 to 25, 2017. The studies will analyze two issues that are key to advancing economic growth in the Caribbean: regional productivity and tourism industry reform. The findings of this research will provide countries in the region with insights, data, and information that could guide policy making and action to facilitate sustainable growth, said Dr. Justin Ram, Director of Economics, CDB. One study is entitled Enhancing Productivity and Growth in the Caribbean. It will seek to identify the causes of low productivity and growth in the region and put forward recommendations for initiatives that could reverse this trend. Findings will be discussed at a seminar on May 24 during the annual meeting. And Donald Trump's daughter, Ivanka, has arrived in Berlin for the G20 Women's Summit for her first international trip since her father took office. The so-called first daughter will be taking part in a panel discussion about female entrepreneurs alongside German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Mrs. Merkel invited Ms. Trump during her trip to Washington last month, but it remains unclear as to what exactly Ms. Trump's role is within her father's White House. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. Police Welfare Association rejected government's second proposal in their latest salary negotiation talks. CDB to release two major studies on the region's economic growth agenda at its Board of Governors meeting. And Ivanka Trump attends G20 Women Berlin Summit, her first international trip during Trump's presidency. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I am Kimberly Benjamin.